This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. We've been talking about conflict resolution in relationships for the past couple of weeks. We've all had those times when, despite our best intentions, we're just not getting along with someone who is important to us. Maybe it's your life partner or a colleague or a co-worker. And as I've said in these discussions, it's not as easy as 1, 2, 3, problem solved, or ABC, it's done. But for the purposes of remembering, I've been using the acrostic A, B, and C. Conflicts usually begin with a difference of opinion or viewpoint, whether it's what to have for supper, how to raise the kids, how the boss wants the assistant to answer the phone, whatever. The A stands for acknowledge the problem. We seek to understand the real issue or issues from the other person's perspective. And because we see things from different angles, this means acknowledging the legitimacy of another person's viewpoint. The B, that stood for believe the best about your partner. So often we paint the person we have a conflict with in the worst of terms. And that's natural, I said, because it makes us feel like we're all the more in the right. It's something of a security mechanism. But we have to stop ourselves in the process of doing that, because that will only lead to deeper hurts and more painful conflict. And a second part of that B acrostic is boundaries. We need to set boundaries. Trying to see the best in your partner doesn't mean ignoring abusive words or actions. We must act in respectful ways, even when we don't see each other eye to eye. If one person is yelling or cursing at the other, it's time to walk away, talk about it later when tempers calm down and a meaningful conversation can take place. The C can stand for compromise. Now, I know that's not a popular word, because it's so often interpreted to mean giving up or giving in. Someone said, a compromise is a deal in which two people get what neither one of them wanted. But it doesn't have to be that way. Let me emphasize, I'm not talking about compromising your deepest convictions or morals. But there are areas where we can compromise. So, let's say you made a commitment at work for excellence. And for you, let's say that means purchasing a certain type of stationery for the office. In your mind, this particular stationery seems to symbolize excellence for your company. But your colleague disagrees because she says it's cost prohibitive. Okay, first acknowledge the problem. You're not seeing things eye to eye. You have a difference of opinion. Then believe the best in each other, both of you maintaining that each of you wants to uphold the value of excellence. You've set mutual boundaries, you both respect each other, and as professionals, you're not going to speak in demeaning ways about the other's opinion. Now, could a compromise be made? Could you find some stationery that still satisfies that bar for excellence that you've set, and yet is cost effective? See what I mean? Or perhaps at home, your wife wants fish and you want steak. Could you grill both? Or could you grill steak on the day the forecast calls for nice weather and bake fish on the day it's forecasting for rain? I know those scenarios aren't as complicated as the ones you may be facing today, but I think you understand the concept. I read that for buildings to survive an earthquake, they must have two things. They must have a deep foundation, preferably based on bedrock, and the building itself must be able to sway and not crack. That's a good lesson for us when it comes to relationships, and particularly about compromise. Foundations and flexibility are both necessary for healthy relationships. Without the foundation, there's no stability. Without the flexibility, there's no give and take, and we become brittle and are easily broken. As one of my friends likes to say, blessed are the flexible, for they shall not get bent out of shape. Okay, join me next week, and in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. We can work it out.